This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, we are once again. It is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would once again like to express our greetings to each of you and as well express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. And again, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that we refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And again, many times the information that you receive in that telepathic interaction is much more pertinent to what it is that you desire than is the information that we attempt to express to our friend Elias. And once again, as well, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created within that space, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to experience that exchange of information, that silent communication. And while we would encourage you to become involved in that process, we would as well remind you that that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, reality creation from your consciousness and from your awake consciousness is a possibility that it is becoming more and more available to the entities existing within your vibrational level as you continue this transformation into what we have referred to as the new age and new energy. And yet, until one accepts certain parameters, if you wish, on what it is that you expect to create, and the possibilities, and the techniques that you employ, and the belief systems that you utilize, conscious creation can become seemingly very difficult, almost impossible, and at least frustrating in one's seemingly fruitless attempts at this conscious creation process. And so we would suggest to you that there are certain techniques that you can utilize. And yet, once again, it's important that you understand that the utilization or use of a technique and the consequences in the achievement and success that's possible within the utilization of that technique depends greatly upon what your beliefs are and the belief that you have that that technique, that method will give to you that which you desire. Belief precedes your reality without exception. It's also important that you grasp the basic message that we have suggested throughout many of your incarnational periods, that you are the one that's responsible for this reality that you exist in. You are all that is. You create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. Beyond that basic message, the rest is all a reality that's within your grasp, not only to alter and to manipulate, but indeed to create and to change, to validate beliefs that you hold. You create your reality. You see, while we can suggest methods and techniques and suggest as well that the belief that you hold has an effect on the possible outcome of what those beliefs are and the desires that you attempt to experience in your awakened conscious reality, the underlying belief that you are in control is necessary in order to achieve conscious creation. If you don't believe you're in control, the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the beliefs you hold. It's that simple. And while it may be difficult many times to accept the responsibility for the reality that you are experiencing, it's important that you grasp that concept that you are all that is. It's important that you understand that this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is created from that spark of consciousness that you are, from a position of absolute and unconditional love. It's a validation of your belief systems. It's not judged as to whether or not it's right or wrong. Once again, the right or wrong concept is an awake human conscious concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And so this reality that you experience is a validation of your belief systems, and it's your creation, and it's created from a position of absolute unconditional love. Then it stands to reason that if you can experience that absolute unconditional love for who and what you are in your awakened consciousness state, then it can assist you in this conscious creation process. And so we go back to the basic that we have suggested time and time again. Like who you are. It seems like such a basic concept, and yet one that seems to elude so many in your awakened consciousness state, because you have chosen to put in place the limitations to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state. And again, as we've suggested many, many times, the reason that you do that is very simple. It's also, it's almost so simple that it's disarming. And that is that you desire to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only available when you believe you're not in control. And if you believe you're not in control, then to love the reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, particularly if it's what you refer to as a less than desirable reality, can be difficult. Here you experience this reality and you ask yourself consciously, how can I do this? How can I like who I am? I must be making all types of conscious decisions that are in the wrong area or taking me down the wrong creation path that are allowing me to experience this reality. And it's really not that way at all. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation of the reality, and it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you judge as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable, or whether it's right or wrong. And so acceptance of the basic principles that you are all that is, that you create your reality, and that you cannot fail to come to that understanding, is one of the essential components of the reality creation process. like who you are. And we've suggested many times that there are different processes that you can be involved in. Write out a list of principles and apply the principles and rejoice in the accomplishment and the success in the application of those principles. Don't dwell on the odd time that you fail to apply the principle, but rather look at that as being simply a lesson in the next opportunity that you create, you will apply the principle. It's not a failure. Failure is a human consciousness concept. It does not exist at that level of consciousness from which you create your reality. Again, a difficult concept to grasp, but essential. If you expect to have some type of positive outcome that you refer to as a positive outcome in your awakened consciousness state in this reality creation process, so like who you are. Like who you are. Apply the principles. The more you apply the principles and principles that you choose to be the entity that you wish to be, not principles that you choose so that others may be impressed by who you are, but rather that you, as you look into your mirror each day, will see the reflection of someone that you love to look at, someone that you like. Apply the principles, strengthen the character. As you strengthen the character, you begin to like who you are. And as you begin to like who you are, you begin to hold the expectation that's necessary for the conscious creation process. But you see, if you don't have any type of expectation to have the capacity to correct or to influence your reality from a conscious point of view, then it's very difficult to achieve any type of success in a reality conscious process. You must like who you are in order to have the expectation. Perhaps one of the most difficult components for you to achieve in this reality conscious process is the expectation that you can bring it into your reality. Lacking yourself is a necessary element to the next important step, which is loving yourself consciously. If you don't like who you are, it's very difficult to love yourself consciously. If you don't like that individual, it's reflected back from the mirror, and it's very difficult to love that individual. So begin the process by liking who you are. Take whatever steps is necessary to achieve that, and then you begin to love yourself consciously. Loving yourself consciously is not something that just occurs. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. You do certain things that allow you to experience emotions that you in your awakened consciousness state look upon as being very desirable emotions. Emotions that you can experience, such as the feelings of joy or the feelings of belonging, or the feelings of being needed, the feelings of security and of trust. And it's all of these particular feelings, it's important that you have a mental concept of what they are, but we're not going to get into that. If you have questions on any of those particular feelings, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. But it's important that you understand that you do things in order to experience those emotions that allow you to feel self-love and indeed love for others, and that another loves you as well. Necessary elements to once again achieve the expectation element that so essential in this conscious creation process, like who you are. Do the things that allow you to experience self-love and love for others. When you give a gift to yourself, give it unconditionally. We've spoke before about doing certain things to experience those emotions of love. Giving is one of the most important. And what's important in that giving process is that the gift be unconditional. Unconditional means exactly that. It has no conditions. When you begin to apply conditions to a gift, it's no longer a gift, but rather a contract. Unconditional gifts don't have conditions. Contracts have conditions. And when you give to someone and say, I'm giving you this because I love you, but if you don't follow the rules that we set out and the guidelines and the conditions, then I will withdraw the gift. That's not a gift. It's a contract. And I'm not suggesting for an instant that contracts are not necessary for you to be involved in certain relationships. Contracts are a necessary element of your societal function. We're not suggesting that you shouldn't be involved in contracts, absolutely not. But rather, that when you give a gift as a gift of love, that there are no conditions. That it is not a contract, that it is unconditional. You give someone the gift that allows them to experience the emotions and feelings that are accompanying a gift of love. The emotions of joy. The emotions of security, the emotions of trust and of being needed and of being understood unconditionally and accepted for who they are without condition. And you give to yourself for the same reason, to experience those emotions that are a part of expressing love. And so to love yourself consciously requires, once again, that you do certain things that allow you to experience the emotions, the positive emotions that accompany this feeling of being loved, of being needed, of being important. So love yourself. Do the things that allow you to love yourself. Take time for yourself. Give to yourself unconditionally. Not with the feeling, oh, well, I shouldn't be doing this because I should be doing something for someone else, or I should be doing this for someone else. First, do for yourself. You see, if you don't love yourself unconditionally, it's very difficult for you to love someone else unconditionally. If you don't give yourself gifts unconditionally, then it's very difficult for you to give an unconditional gift to another, to allow them to have that experience. Do first for yourself, like who you are, and do the things for yourself that allow you to experience the emotions and feelings that come when one is involved in a loving relationship or situation. Like who you are. Love yourself unconditionally. Those elements allow you to achieve that expectation that's necessary for the fruition of your methods and techniques that you utilize to consciously influence your reality. Expectation, a very important element, once again, that comes when you love yourself consciously. When you look into the mirror and you dwell upon each and every element that you see, and you like it all. It's who you are. It's your creation. It's a beautiful creation. Love it, like it. Accept that it's your creation. Accept that it is indeed a very beautiful creation that has come from a position of absolute and unconditional love. Not something that's been put there and influenced and controlled by some other elements or entities or force, but indeed your creation. Your creation from a position, once again, of absolute and unconditional love. And when you can bring that into your conscious state, that feeling of love, and eventually of unconditional and absolute love, then the expectation that's a necessary element of the conscious creation process is there. It exists. You begin to expect it. You begin to expect that it will occur. Not wish for it. Not hope, but expect. The other elements that are necessary for this conscious creation process is to utilize some type of method or technique to assist you in conscious creation. Imagination is a very powerful tool that you can utilize to create your reality. Not only can, but do. The irony of it is that the reality that you experience once again is influenced by what it is that you desire, by the utilization of your imagination, and by your expectation. You do that, whether you accept it, whether you understand it, whether it's a conscious and purposeful concept that you apply, or whether it's some type of technique that you employ at different levels. The reality you experience indeed gives to you that which you desire. It validates your imagination and it gives to you what it is that you expect to receive. Once again, when the reality you're experiencing is less than desirable, that can be a difficult concept to grasp. But again, if you grasp it and understand it, then you have the capacity and the possibility to manipulate it. Desire and expectation validate what it is that you imagine you can bring into your reality. And so imagination becomes a very powerful tool in this creation process. We suggested before, when you utilize your imagination, it can be very beneficial for you to utilize all of the senses that you employ while utilizing the imagination. Utilizing through your imagination what something feels like or what it tastes or what it smells like can have an impact upon your subconsciousness in the creation of that which you desire. Be specific in what it is that you desire and utilize your imagination. Utilizing your imagination does not necessarily mean that you have to imagine what the reality would be like in your awakened consciousness state. If you wish to alter a physical ailment or incapacity, you can utilize your imagination in all different types of areas to accomplish that. It's not necessary that you utilize imagination that only seems to have some type of validation in your awakened consciousness state. It doesn't necessarily have to be completely conceivable in your awakened consciousness state. You can imagine all types of things occurring within your physical being that in your awakened consciousness state you would look upon as being absolutely impossible. It doesn't matter. Nothing is impossible. The only impossibility is for you to have someone else create your reality. The only impossibility is that you fail to understand who and what you truly are. Everything else is within the realm of possibility. And so if you utilize your imagination to facilitate alterations of the physical being, they can be very weird imaginations. Whatever you believe will work. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you believe in the method or technique. EMS, for example, experience all types of activities going on within your physical body that are completely incomprehensible in your awakened consciousness state. It doesn't make any sense at all. EMS, for example, experience some type of explosion occurring within your body or some type of fire occurring within your body, utilizing your imagination to alter certain and manipulate certain elements within the body, which of course in your awakened consciousness state you would look at and say, well, that's impossible. It's not impossible other than what you believe in your awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but simply gives to you once again that which you desire. And utilizing imagination to achieve what it is that you desire can be as far out as you wish to go. There are no limitations on what it is that you can imagine. The imagination precedes the reality. So utilize your imagination, a very powerful tool in this reality creation process, in giving to you that which you desire. And so understanding what it is that you desire, utilizing your imagination, and liking who you are and loving yourself consciously to enhance and to bring into your awakened consciousness state and all other levels of your consciousness the expectation that this desire and imagination will indeed create and bring to you that which you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state are important elements in this awake consciousness creation process. The method or the technique that you utilize, once again, is not nearly as important as your belief in that method or technique. And so we would suggest to you that one of the methods or techniques that you can utilize, as we have suggested many times, is to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state. Again, it's a suggestion. It's not an absolute. The answers that you seek are within inside each of you. To achieve an understanding of who and what you truly are, it's necessary to go inside. We've suggested many times that you won't find it written down in a book. You won't find it by attending any seminars. You won't find it by listening to some entity like us attempting at a futile effort to explain to you what your creation process is. You achieve it by going inside, by connecting with that spark of consciousness that you are, by entering into a meditative state. And so we suggest that it can be very beneficial for you to utilize meditation in this creation process. There are many different types of meditations that your consciousness has conceived that you can utilize. We've suggested that to come in contact with who and what you truly are, that you continuously put aside all of the images that come into your consciousness while you're altering your consciousness and into that meditative state. Continuously put aside the distractions that you continuously recreate and recreate at different levels of consciousness that make it difficult for you to get to that understanding of who and what you truly are. For again, you choose to limit that understanding in your awakened consciousness state, and it's a difficult process for you to get past that. Not impossible, but difficult. What we're suggesting in the creation process, however, in the utilization of your meditation process, of your altered states of consciousness, is that you utilize your imagination, your imagery, and that you have in place, before you enter into that altered state of consciousness, a definite goal that you wish to achieve, a definite accomplishment, a definite desire, and you utilize your imagination in that altered state of consciousness to influence an even deeper consciousness to assist in the creation process. And so you enter into that altered state of consciousness, into that meditative state, where you maintain an awareness and yet alter your consciousness. Well, it's similar to one entering into what you refer to as a sleep state. It differs in the perspective that you maintain your awareness. And by maintaining that awareness, you can control what it is that you experience. And you can utilize your imagination in that altered state of consciousness to influence the creation process. So you, once again, have a preconceived concept of what it is that you're attempting to achieve, know what it is that you desire. Many times in that altered state of consciousness, the imagination will give to you different perspectives and techniques that you didn't even think of in your awakened consciousness state. That spark of consciousness that you are, that subconsciousness that exists within each of you, begins to have an influence on what it is that you're attempting to achieve, and gives to you, once again, images and imagination based upon that which you desire, that assist you in utilizing your imagination to accomplish, once again, some type of alteration in your awakened consciousness state, in your reality. If you are into that meditative state and you allow the subconsciousness to be involved in that imaginary process, you allow the subconsciousness to become involved in that meditation while you maintain awareness of what you're experiencing. Many times, once again, you go off in an entirely different direction than what you may have conceived in your awakened consciousness state, and thought that you in your awakened consciousness state were going to achieve in this altered state of consciousness. Allow the imagination, allow the subconsciousness to have a free rein, if you wish, to go beyond the bounds of what you might expect in your awakened consciousness state. And be aware of what it is that you're experiencing. Altering your consciousness, entering into a meditative state, with the purpose in mind of an intent to achieve some type of a reality creation process, can be a very effective and very powerful tool in this conscious creation process. We're not for an instant suggesting that it's the only technique, or that it's the most important technique, or that it's the only one you should utilize. Absolutely not. You see, once again, the method or the technique that you utilize is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. We're simply suggesting that your subconsciousness, in altering into your altered state of consciousness into a meditative stage can allow you to have a closer contact and connection with your subconsciousness, and thereby have a greater impact upon your reality creation process. Understanding what it is that you desire, utilizing your imagination, doing the other elements that we have suggested to create a circumstance where you have the expectation, can be very beneficial in this reality creation process and achieving that which you desire. Like who you are, love yourself consciously, perhaps the most important element in the conscious creation process. We're not suggesting for an instant that you don't like who you are. We're not suggesting for an instant that you don't love who you are consciously. We're suggesting that the stronger that you can make those particular elements of your conscious state, the more successful you will be in the conscious creation process. Making a conscious effort to strengthen your character and to strengthen your self-love, to begin to love yourself unconditionally, can have a huge impact on the conscious creation process. And again, the very beneficial technique that you can employ is to go with inside, to come in contact with your subconsciousness on a regular basis. And by regular basis, we're not suggesting for an instant that you must follow some type of regimen where you must meditate at a certain time of the day, each and every day, but rather that you make a conscious effort to meditate at least once a day, perhaps twice a day, to continuously reinforce in your subconsciousness the desires, the imagination. Be aware in your awakened consciousness state that the choices and decisions that you make influence the thoughts and feelings that you hold, which in turn influence what you believe, what you expect to create. Your choices and decisions are indeed as each of you can accept within your awakened consciousness state, completely within your capacity. Choices and decisions influence your thoughts and feelings, which influence your expectations, which influence that which you desire. Like who you are, love yourself consciously. Understand that you are indeed the creator of your reality. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. This reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality that's within your capacity to alter. You have signed on to the human consciousness belief system, a very difficult belief system for you to alter, but not impossible, but very difficult. Understand that you chose to sign on to that human consciousness belief system, but that within that belief system it continues to be that creation process that you are ultimately responsible for. And by accepting the responsibility, by understanding who and what you truly are, you have the capacity to alter the reality. Absolutely. The choice is yours. The only limitation to your reality is your imagination. You exist in a multitude of different reality. That is so hard for you to accept in your awakened consciousness state. You are so more than what you believe to be. You are so more than this one entity. You are all that is. And from the spark of consciousness that you are, you create a reality, not only in this incarnational period, but in a multitude of incarnational periods, from the position of absolute and unconditional love. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Utilize your imagination. Take the necessary steps to increase and to enhance your expectation. Utilize methods and techniques that utilize your imagination to influence your reality. And you will indeed experience conscious creation in a method and in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. The only limitations to your creation is your imagination, your expectation, your desire, what it is that you believe. They are influenced by your thoughts and feelings, by your choices and decisions. It's really that simple. You just simply go to huge extents to make it difficult for you to understand in your awakened consciousness state. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. The rest is an illusion. Significant and many times very inviting and sometimes not so inviting, but nonetheless an illusion, a significant illusion that you have the capacity to alter. Now, we would like to express our thanks to each of you, and if you wish, we will return and attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us, and in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. And from now, we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.